And if you think we are alone in this fight against corporate feudalism, think again. A very conservative magazine available on all our commercial newsstands and many in other countries as well began getting some very interesting poll results a few years ago, such as even the people they polled, over half of them said the protesters in Seattle had a point. Then they take more polls in the 2000 elections that come back and say 72% of Americans, 72%, almost 3 in 4, say business has too much power and that corporations are invading too far into people's private lives and that huge corporate campaign contributions foster political corruption, undermine democracy, and people feel overworked and underpaid, especially in contrast to their CEOs at the head of the companies who now make nearly 500 times their average employee's wage. By far the biggest gap of any industrialized country in the world. And people feel increasingly threatened by the actual products and services sold by corporations. And even these people said, corporate America, ignore this at your peril. First, corporations should get out of politics. Second, they damn well better quit acting like Cheney and Kenny Boy and start spreading the wealth, too. Guess who said this? Business Week, in a cover story titled Too Much Corporate Power. Boy, did Ralph Nader have fun with this on the campaign trail, too. This puts Business Week to the left of the Democratic Party. And there's a lot of things each of us can do to fight corporate feudalism just in our own private lives. Not everybody has the time or the guts to do what people like Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney and Global Exchange and the frontline people who break the barriers in places like Quebec City and Seattle and Geneva and all. Not everybody can do that. But there's other things we can do and still be a part of overturning corporate feudalism. Don't let the more radical than thou tell you that just because you're not doing as much or the same thing that they are means that you're worthless. Doing something is always better than doing nothing. And when you think about it, it's so easy. Here's the starting point. Should you decide to do so, just make a little vow to yourself. I am not cooperating with corporations anymore. They can't have me. Starting with, don't give them your money anymore. As much as humanly possible, which in a city this size is very possible, no more money to corporate chain stores, no more money to box stores, no more money to chain restaurants, no more money, as much as humanly possible, to products made and sold by predatory multinational corporations. For example, you're far more likely to find interesting music and not get carded for buying something with a tipper sticker on it at the independent music store. One would have local artists work in the store. Support the local bookstore instead of going to Borders and Buns and Nubile every time. And you might even run into a clerk who knows how to read and likes literature. Supporting the local markets instead of the supermarket chains oftentimes means you're getting locally grown produce, sometimes organic produce. And if it's organic, it means you're not going to be getting genetically mutilated frankenfood into your bag and the cornflakes where you don't know it's there and then into your mouth. Just don't buy that stuff. And on top of that, I know how hard it is to find work where you can actually make enough money to pay the rent, especially in this town, and not wind up being 50 years old and still living in a rat hole with roommates you can't stand. But try not to work for them. Don't give them your time, your intelligence, your energy. But if you must work for them, just remember that the computer age has ushered in a whole new frontier of sabotage on the job. Yeah. But if you start getting into this and try to get other people turned on to it and get them into it, don't wind up becoming a fundamentalist radical in the process. Fundamentalist, holier-than-thou radicals annoy me as much as fundamentalist religious people do. For the same reasons, it's all about absolutes, and the only way is their way, and if you're not like them, you're one of the evil ones and all. I've known so many people, especially in the Bay Area, who start out more radical than thou, more hardcore than thou, more punk than thou, more squat than thou, more anarchy than thou, more vegan than thou for 6 months, 2 years. Then something sets in. And they wind up, they're not only making other people miserable and turning other people off to perfectly good ideas in the process, they also are making themselves miserable. But they see things in the fundamentalist black and white blinders. There is no middle ground. There is no color. If I don't do everything exactly this way, I'm selling out. God, I'm sick of this. I'm going to sell out all the way. See ya. Bye. It doesn't have to be that way. You find and pick out and explore a moral code, ethical code, and a lifestyle you can actually live with and live up to long term. It's far more likely to stick with you long term. If you go only this far on the radical meter instead of this far, it's less likely to turn into a mouse trap or a broken rubber band and go boing! And all of a sudden, you turn into the exact sort of SUV parasite you hated in the first place. It doesn't have to happen to you. And I do think, as much as the government sucks, voting is important because it's our only chance to get in there that way and change it. Causing trouble in the streets is one part of the equation. Insurrection in the voting booth is the other part of the equation. The other important reason to vote in local elections are these ballot initiatives. We don't show up and vote for rent control every election in San Francisco. We give it away. You think medical marijuana or living wage laws would pass if we didn't show up and vote those ballot initiatives in? What got me back into voting, I'd quit voting for years. Reagan and Mondale, what a joke. Dianne Feinstein with no big opposition for mayor, that's not an election, that's a coronation. I refuse to vote anymore. Frank Zappa, among others, talked me back into it, emphasizing local elections. After all, the Christian right is very organized about these things. The Rush Limbaugh people, they vote. They're much more tenacious than we are. We'd rather party and have fun in life. They wake up every morning, as Michael Moore puts it, thinking of new ways to go out and screw the poor. Which also means if we aren't there to vote in school board elections, city council and board of supervisor elections, and state representatives, the Christian coalition people are, in those little local elections, far less people vote, which means if we get organized, we can get cool people in, and otherwise, we show up, we keep John Ashcroft's army from getting in instead. That's why we vote. I got back into it when I realized how much fun it was to vote against building new stadiums. Plus, even if you wind up in a real highfalutin, big money career track, doctor, lawyer, dentist, contractor, computer, website, genius, or whatever, one way of staying true to the roots and giving back to the community is giving back to the community. Just providing the services you make so much money from to people who can't afford it for free every once in a while. Some doctors do this. The lawyer who represented me in the Frankenchrist obscenity trial that none of the other dead Kennedys lifted a finger to help with, by the way, he did it for no fee. He said he did it because he wanted to give something back to his profession. Giving something back is part of not forgetting who you are, where you came from, And that's an important thing to hang on to. Look how many people your parents' age, my parents' age, or even our age haven't done that. The former members of my old band, here they are again. It's the perfect example. Or how many of you have crossed paths with a parent who's turned into something like, we had a great time when we were your age, smoking weed, fucking in the park, causing trouble in the streets. But now that you're that age, just say no. But take your Ritalin. The way to avoid becoming one of those people is just not to do it. So many people cross over into that without thinking about it when they either have kids and or buy property. And all of a sudden they have to protect what's theirs from, yes, the evil ones out there. And therefore, the money shouldn't go to the community, it should go to the stock market and to retirement funds. We're spending our kids' inheritance, ha 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 ha. You don't have to turn into one of them. Another part of becoming the media, both with kids and with adults, but especially with kids, cultivate bullshit detectors. Never has the media and mass culture we're exposed to been so censored as it is now, and so used as an instrument just to control our habits and our spending. And this is another thing, if you are or will become parents, don't hide reality from your kids. I'm 44 now, yes, believe it, it is true. An alarming number of people my age, and I noticed this when we were about 30 years old, no tangible, visible personal memories of Vietnam, or even Watergate. We were 16 by then, it was on everybody's lips. Vietnam, it was even in fifth grade, everybody had a strong opinion on the war, even then, and now they don't remember it. Why? They love classic rock, but not classic history, even if it's their own history. Watch Brady Bunch reruns instead of remember their own lives, if you see my point. Maybe one of the reasons for this is because Eisenhower-ish parents, when the bloody footage of the troops bleeding all over the place in Vietnam came on the evening news back in the days when it was actually news, instead of Entertainment Tonight masquerading as news, and race riots were on the news, and the Biafra War in Nigeria, where I got my name, was on the news, those parents changed the channel to something nice so as not to upset the children. My family, this stuff was discussed, and I knew at an early age, this is what racism is, this is why it's wrong, this is what war really is. It's not like playing cowboys and Indians in the yard. This is what really happens, and this is why it's wrong. The more intelligent stuff you give people discussing these things intelligently when they're little, the more they're going to grow up to be conscientious, intelligent adults, pure and simple. And part of that is bullshit detector, too. It was easy in my family because my dad would just snort and laugh at all the commercials. And you know, son, that woman who's jumping up and down on TV, she isn't that excited about detergent. Detergent isn't that exciting. She's just trying to sell you detergent. I thought, ah. And I applied that cynicism and bullshit detector to school and to my family, and then it really got wild, but I have no regrets. And that's especially important now when at early and earlier age, kids are being told what brand logo they have to have on their clothes to match the ones on their shoes, or they're not cool. But if you get them cynical enough, early enough, by the time they're teenagers and start thinking something must be wrong with them and they suck as a person just because they don't look like Britney Spears, you get enough cynicism for bullshit detector-equipped kids to see through fashion fascism and the fashion police. By the time they're that age, they can say, I don't need that. I'd rather be me. I don't have to be taking steroids to look like Rambo. I don't have to wish I could get a boob job or always be on a diet because I might be a little bit bigger than a 22-inch waist or whatever. I'd rather be me. And one of the coolest things about spirit of Seattle is that there's no big magical leader who's leading us all to the promised land. No Nelson Mandela, no Vaclav Havel, no Subcomandante ski mask riding in on a white horse to lead us all to the promised land. We're leading ourselves there. And that's a really important thing to hang on to. But one of the ways to hang on to that, it's not too egocentric to start thinking from time to time, okay, what would I would do if I was in Bush's shoes right now? What would I want to say if I was debating Davis and Bill Simon? What would my priorities be? What would I do if I could trade places with Willie Brown? Or trade places with the chief of police? Or trade places with somebody on the school board? Or be in place of the boss I hate so much at work? How would I run the place differently and make it work? Not only what do I not like, but start thinking about, okay, what do I want and how could I get it? How could we implement this stuff and actually make it work? At the very least, you're not going to come up with a magic answer every time, but it'll help make you smarter and start asking questions to other people and getting those ideas, and you'll identify where your skills lie, where your talents lie, that other people may not have the same knowledge that you do, because when corporate train wreck happens, it'll happen as quick and as unexpectedly as the fall of the Berlin Wall. And if we aren't ready to know how to run the thing, sit on our ass, wait for somebody else to do it instead, we will get fooled again. So on that note, we are out of time. We will turn into pumpkins unless we leave the buildings. Don't give up. And for people who come up to me, you changed my life. Maybe. But now it's your turn.